You know when you go to a museum and they have those headsets you can rent? You put them on and you get this little pre-recorded audio tour.
Just browse through this room, strolling toward the far end. The statues are beautiful. Try to find even one that's not contrapposto. These statues.
Well, for the next few months, the De Cordova Museum and Sculpture Park in Lincoln, Massachusetts, is offering something sort of similar, but way more 21st century. The De Cordova consists of 35 acres of grassy hills and trees with about 70 modern and contemporary sculptures. And Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa checked out a new real-time audio companion to the park that utilizes mobile technology.
When you walk into most museum lobbies these days, you're liable to get scolded for whipping out your cell phone. But here at the De Cordova, artist and musician Halsey Burgund insists on it, because without a phone, you can't get to his exhibit.
Right now, the piece is accessible through an iPhone app. In the future, it will be accessible through an Android app as well. But museum visitors can either use their own phone if they have an iPhone, or they can borrow a phone from the front desk. So there's a free app on the App Store which can be downloaded. It's called Scapes.
Scapes, like landscapes.
Okay, so let me pull out my phone and let's do this.
I download the app, plug in my earbuds, and
are we getting anything in there?
I have.
You are. Good.
Getting some lovely music.
As we get ready to head outside, Halsey explains how this is going to work.
The Scapes piece is, I think of it as a musical composition that is a spatially related musical composition. So what I've done is I've actually created three sort of parts to the piece, and I have located those parts, if you will, in different parts of the sculpture garden, and they overlap in different areas, and the volumes of those parts fade up and down depending on how close you are to where the center of that particular musical part is.
Okay, let's walk.
Great.
This piece works by linking the GPS information from your phone to an algorithm on a server that feeds you different audio streams depending on where you are and when you get there. It's different for everyone every time. We amble out into a hot Saturday afternoon at the De Cordova Sculpture Park.
Okay, the music is changing now.
Yeah, we get these bells more towards the entrance of the museum. It's more of a this sort of melodic part, very slow melody. All the music is based on some of the topographic characteristics of the park itself.
So we have some nice slight inclines here, that's what made you think of a slow melody?
Well, I actually took the contour lines of the park, the elevation lines of constant elevation, and I actually measured the relative distances of those, the relative lengths of those as they go around these sort of hills. De Cordova is actually a pretty hilly space, so I took those distances and translated them into musical note lengths, and I actually translated them to melodies as well.
It's an absorbing, hypnotic experience walking around like this. The kind of thing you figure ambient music pioneer Brian Eno would have done in the 70s if he'd had the technology. But then, all of a sudden,
I know that day. Is
oh, there's some voices.
There's some voices.
Hey, there goes a chipmunk.
We've encountered the next component of Scapes. People who've been here before me have made little recordings on their iPhones and uploaded them into the piece. Those snippets get stored on a server along with a GPS location. Right where I'm standing, some guy saw a chipmunk.
There goes the chipmunk again.
Which could have been a chipmunk from 2 weeks ago.
Yes, it could have, absolutely, which I think is kind of fun to think about where that chipmunk is right now.
Caught in this funny contraption.
Halsey doesn't select or curate these little clips. His algorithm only makes sure that no more than two clips play simultaneously, just to keep things from getting too noisy. Anybody can leave any kind of message they want, and Scapes becomes an ever-expanding, location-sensitive audio record of people walking around the De Cordova Sculpture Park. Halsey and I approach an etched glass and wood sculpture called Skirt and Pants After Duchamp by Ilan Averbuch.
I'm standing inside this glass sculpture, and the acoustics are very funny.
Oh, wow. So that guy went and did this. They stuck their head into this open glass dome that's part of this structure, and these are the acoustics he was talking about. And now I'm doing it too, because I heard him doing it.
And you might not have done that otherwise. It's kind of cool.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have.
Halsey's iPhone app allows you to tailor your experience a little bit. You can select to hear only the voices of men or women.
I've just entered a grove of pine trees, and when I walked inside, I stumbled across...
A lot of rainwater that's standing here with the trees.
Or children.
And they're giving it, like, outside of the windows where everybody can see it.
Wearing pants.
Like, if you were in a sort of dress.
Keep on walking, and there are some lovely surprises.
Oh, wow. Is this rain?
That's rain.
Something must have been here. It was raining.
And they recorded the rain and left it here for us.
It's not raining, though, right now.
No.
That's pretty cool. So if you want to make your own recording, there's a record button that you can tap, and that will stop the music.
Okay, I'm looking at this sculpture. It looks like a piece of, like, HVAC ductwork from a building, but it kind of twists in a way that reminds me of, like, a lower intestine. So I guess it sort of makes me think of if a building had a digestive tract, this is what it would look like.
We hit stop?
We hit stop, and then we can listen to it back.
Okay, I'm looking at this sculpture. It looks like a piece of...
There I am.
Like HVAC ductwork from a building, but it kind of twists in a way that reminds me of, like, a lower...
There were at least three elements going on simultaneously. There was the music, there was the rain from God knows when that was recorded, not on a day like today, and then there's me.
From just a few minutes ago.
Wistful sign-off from Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. Halsey Burgund's piece, Scapes, runs at the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum through November 14th. And remember, you don't need your own smartphone to experience it. You can borrow one right at the lobby. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mazzi, and Kathleen McNerney. Our interns are Megan Kane, Jake Mahoney, Talia Rolf, and Hugh Roberts. Tim Skog is our technical director. Special thanks today to Jim Kiesling. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow at 3 for more Radio Boston.